This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
For those of you who may disagree with me on the left needing to live their lives, their lies rather, I want to remind you of one of the biggest money grabs that's happened. I'm going to remind you of a couple of them, but I want to begin with this one because this is one I've talked about for the better part of 2 years. And I had people that were naysayers talking to me about it. And I said, I don't need to go beyond common sense to answer the questions of government. See, it would be the thing that gets me about government and what we're talking about here is I don't have to be you don't have to be brilliant. You don't. This is a difficult subject to talk about when you're talking about yourself, because I am very bright. I do have the intellect to figure things out, and I have the background, the logical background. And I do use it from time to time. But I'm telling you, you don't need much here. Not much at all. You can spot these things immediately. I'll give you an example. Hunter Biden is not a Renaissance man. Hunter Biden is a crackhead who has been coddled under the guise of white privilege that they're accusing you of having. Many of you who listen to this program, you're white folks. I know you are. Don't try to hide out. You're white folks. And you're considered to have white privilege. Hunter's not. All of his gains came from intellect and him doing the right things. Now, see, I don't have to look very far. I look at it and go, oh, no, that's somebody's taking care of that crackhead. Somebody's making sure that he gets everything he needs, and they're using it. Here's what's most interesting about Hunter's situation. They're using his malady. They're using his vices. His virtues, so he can go do what he needs to do for the big guy. And the media doesn't want to expose the big guy. Let me ask you, is there anybody out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, which is what you're listening to, and I happen to be Kevin Jackson, the namesake of the network. Is there anybody out there who believes that Joe Biden isn't the big guy? Do you? I really want to know. Contact us, 844-551-8255. Do you believe that Hunter Biden is ran legitimate businesses, and his father and mother and stepmother took nothing? It was all magnanimous. It was all, you know, just, Hunter, we want the best for our son. Do you believe that that's what's happened here? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't. I know with 100% certainty that Hunter Biden ran the family's business, and he gave his percentage to the big guy, who is Joe Biden. I'd say this whether it was the Bush family, I'd say it if it was the Trump family or the Reagan family. It wouldn't matter to me. I look at this situation and I go, that's what happened. And I don't need investigative reporters. I don't need CNN to tell me. We'll talk about CNN in a bit, too. So I want to go back to what I've been saying. For the better part of 2 years, I told people, you're being cheated. There's a ruse around Wu Flu. For the better part of a decade, I've told people climate change is nothing more than a blatant money grab and a lie. There's nothing to it. Nothing. There's nothing man can do to destroy this earth. Let me tell you, and here's what I will bet you money about. The more man destroys the earth, the more the earth will destroy man. If man wants to dink around and think he can migrate, you know, move the sun here, or the waters, or whatever, manufacture weather, etc., let me tell you what the earth is going to do. It is going to spit man out like a, you know, something stuck between its teeth. So when these leftists tell you, we're going to save the planet, they're really being self-serving by saying we want to save ourselves. And quite frankly, they don't even care about that. They understand there are people above the AOCs. She's a useless, worthless pawn. There are people above her that understand that if they can get her fired up, she will become the money maker, the mouthpiece. It's the think of the Negro Project with everything, with women, Latinos, climate knuckleheads, etc. That's all it is, the Negro Project. Get a few loud mouths that you back to do your bidding for you. And you know who leads the way? These white elitists that Roland Martin talked about. I'm going to play a piece of that clip again.
And I'm just going to go ahead and put it out here because someone has to say it. The fundamental problem with the Democratic Party is that white strategists are controlling the money, are controlling the strategy.
Yeah.
So that's Roland Martin admitting black people are in the game. They're part of the game, but they don't control the strategy. No matter how, you know, they can rise up and be mad or whatever, it's just manipulation. White folks say, hey, time for you Negroes to get out there and go get upset. Yeah, the boss. And they run out and go get upset. And the elite sit back and count their money going, look at that boy, oh boy, I tell you what. That's exactly what they've done. Black folks, they spent $22 trillion trying to supposedly get things fixed, not getting fixed. It's a ruse. The same way, I'll go back to what I originally started talking about. COVID. Here's what a friend of mine, an acquaintance, I shouldn't say a friend, a guy that's in an email thread with me, his name is Bernie, says the CDC, the WHO, the FDA, he could add the NIH and others, he says, and that whole crew are criminals. For financial reasons, they blocked the use of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin as early treatment in non-hospitalized, non-immunocompromised patients with, with the COVID virus. They have caused millions of deaths. Then they pushed a non-effective, untested mRNA product using a phony emergency with doctor death data to lock down the whole country except big businesses like Costco and their other friends while destroying other small businesses. These bureaucrats are corrupt and incompetent. See, it's one thing if you could point to one. And by the way, either one of them should get you fired. In the real world, if you're corrupt, you get fired. If you're incompetent, you get fired. Politicians, these bureaucrats, are both, and they keep their jobs year after year. He finishes with this. If we don't get the rhinos and liberals, I'm going to say leftists, out of office, there will be no accountability for their crimes. And they are crimes. One guy argues, I don't think they're being criminal. They are being criminals. Anyway, we got lots more to talk about.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ron DeSantis sent 50-50 folks, people who came over illegally. He got them on a plane, and he says he sent 2 planes to Martha's Vineyard, a leftist, elitist, utopian enclave. And he says, oh, you like your little perfect little world there, don't you? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to inject a little cancer. I'm going to inject some immigrants. And you're going to be forced to take these multi-million dollar homes and live next to people who don't know how to live like you, who don't have the culture you have. See, America's about culture, folks. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I don't know what culture you espouse to, but your culture might be gun culture. You like growing up in the country, rustic, or yours could be city culture. And you know what we allow you to do more than anybody? Be an American and pick your culture. And you have all the cultures to pick from. See, let me explain. In the Middle East, you can't pick the LGBT culture. in the Middle East, you probably wouldn't want to pick the women's culture. But in America, you could pick all of it. You could pick the black culture, the white culture, the green culture, the, you know, fat culture. You could pick whatever you want. And you know what? For the most part, nobody gives a crap. Because as long as that culture supports life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, everybody's good. But no, Democrats don't have to live their lives. You know who lives Democrats' lives? Black folks, Latinos. That's who. The people who take over these cities think they're Democrats are so clever. They say, okay, have Baltimore. You can have Baltimore. And they give you a black female to put over. Take D.C. And they give you a black female mayor, right? And then they give you black police chiefs and black school board members, etc. And they go, fight it out. Deal with your problems. And these people, they create Sodom and Gomorrah. They create escape from L.A. scenarios where people are not safe or anything else. And you know what these elites do? They run off to Martha's Vineyard and they chuckle about it all. Buffy, have you been to New York lately? Oh, my gosh, they're killing each other in droves. It's amazing how clever they are. And they make these silly Negroes believe that they're in charge. Well, I'm the mayor of Baltimore, and my name is Stephanie, blah, 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 you know. And they get these sister girls and these ethnocentric black racist knucklehead dudes run, you know, Eric, what's his face up in New York, right? He runs New York. He thinks he runs New York. You know where Eric isn't going to be? In the Hamptons. He's not going to be with the Cuomos in the Hamptons or Hochul or all these other rich white people who build their enclaves and say, go fight it out in New York. You don't need cops. You know, it is the Negro project. It is the women's project. It is the Latinos project. It is the LGBT project. And all they do is they get these big mouths and they say, go do our bidding. Go virtue signal on our behalf while we sit back and watch you. But when it hits home, like when Ron DeSantis sends 50 people to Martha's Vineyard, that's a tour bus full of people. And they freak out. They declare it a humanitarian emergency. With island leaders, they write, responding the same way they would as if the island were hit by a hurricane. This happened on Friday morning last week, guys. Three buses pulled up outside the St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Edgerton to take the mostly Venezuelan migrants on the first leg of their journey to the ferry. Get this. They're going to be traveling from the elite island of billionaires with holiday mansions, including multi-million-dollar homes owned by the Obamas and Oprah. And they're shipping them off where? To a military base on the mainland, escorted by police. Yeah, they don't want them living there. Martha's Vineyard, what? You're going to send them to the place where all these elitists get together. By the way, this is leftist and rhino country. They go there. If you can afford to have a place there, you go there. And for the record, if you were a conservative Republican, if you keep your mouth shut, you'd love Martha's Vineyard. You'd love it. It is a little drop of heaven. You want to know why? Because the leftists won't allow immigrants any. If you think you're going to find an MS-13 gang member on Martha's Vineyard, or you're going to find some thuggish black dude, you better think again. They built a utopia. And see, that's what they believe exists. Many of them believe that's the way life works outside. That's how detached they are. But anyway, these people are taking these mostly Venezuelan illegals and shipping them to a military base. Lisa Belcastro, a homelessness director in the area, said that the island, get this, cannot support the immigrants. Where the median home price is nearly $1 million, get this, because it's facing an affordable housing shortage. I don't care. Let me tell you what they did with Trump Tower and these many buildings in New York. They said, well, if you're going to have a building in this city, you must put in a place for the indigent. You must. That's the rule. They need to do the same rule. But do you really remember Agenda 21? They were making people take these gentrified areas, and they said, nope, you must put poor people right next to you. What's wrong with using Martha's Vineyard as the example? The median house in Martha's Vineyard is worth almost $800,000, according to the census. Median household, $77,000, well above the national average of $67,521. She told reporters that at some point, they have to move somewhere else, they being the immigrants, because the island is suffering from a housing crisis. Well, no, we're going to change the rules. See, they probably have rules on how high you can build up. Double it. If you can only build four stories, now you can build eight. You know why they do it? Well, there are a lot of private jets flying in, and they don't want to have anything obscuring the jets or those views. Well, let's jack it up. Let's jack up Martha's Vineyard. Where better? What more perfect place than this leftist utopia, this bit of heaven that they built for themselves? Let's experiment with heaven. So, in order to solve their housing crisis, they say, well, we got to ship these migrants off to military bases. You know, so the JBCC Joint Use Base, which is where they ship them to, is home to five military commands that train for missions both here and overseas. They conduct airborne search and rescue missions. They do intelligence command and control. So they're a C4 center. And now that's where the migrants are. So these migrants got to see what the real elitist of America's about. But what America got to see is what these real elitists in America are about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Queen Elizabeth is being remembered for her legacy of service to Great Britain. The Dean of Windsor also noting her calm and dignified presence during a committal service at Windsor Castle. Her Majesty's two beloved corgis and one of her ponies shared a bit of the spotlight on Monday as the funeral procession arrived at Windsor Castle. U.S. traffic deaths are at the highest since 2006. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, deaths rose 0.5% in the first half of the year. Federal regulators say more drivers are engaged in unsafe behavior after pandemic lockdowns. A Memphis man is breaking his own record as the oldest person to canoe the Mississippi River. 87-year-old Dale Sanders paddled the entire river in 87 days. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I do want to talk about the Obamas a little bit more because they have a place on Martha's Vineyard. I would move migrants right next door to them. I'd build a shanty. You know what Martha's Vineyard needs? It needs a tent city. That's what it needs. It needs to look like L.A. and San Francisco. And, well, pick any town in California you want because there's tent cities all over. I want to see tent cities in Martha's Vineyard. You want to know what? You will never see tent cities in Martha's Vineyard. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to, folks. I'm going to get to the Obamas, but I wanted to cover the CNN shakeup because it fits everything that we've been talking about. This is exactly the type of thing that we've been preaching. I'm talking about we conservatives, that leftism cannot succeed. And here's what they wrote. CNN has finally unveiled what will happen with its morning show, New Day. It's over. Instead, the network announced that anchors Don Lemon, Poppy Harlow, and Caitlin Collins will lead a reimagined morning show later this year. Now, here's what Chris Like said in a statement, the CEO, the new CEO of CNN. He says, there's no stronger combination of talent than Don, Poppy, and Caitlin to deliver on our promise of a game-changing morning news program. He's lying. I like CEO Chris Like. This dude is he's one of my idols right now. I don't put him up there with Elon Musk, but he's getting close. He said, they're each uniquely intelligent, reliable, and compelling. Together, they have a rare and palpable chemistry. Combined with CNN's resources and global news gathering capabilities, we will offer a smart, bold, and refreshing way to start the day. No offense, Chris. Three anchors on a morning show. What are they going to do? Unless you're going to have Don Lemon do a New Year's Eve drunk fest, there's nothing different. They say the new show, which has not been given a name yet, will be based in New York with a new set. Collins will leave her role as White House correspondent and move to New York, and the New Day production team will remain with the show in its new format. Lemon and Harlow's teams will also remain in place for their successors. I'm going to tell you right now, I got my PR guy trying to be a successor. I would love to create a show that deals with nothing but truth. How about we discuss the actual issues? That's what the show. What did I call it when I gave it to Fox? I said deep dive. You know, deep dive. I don't care what you call it. How about we just do this? We just discuss the truth. We let people make their minds up openly. If CNN takes that approach. Look, I get it. People want to peg me as partisan. I'm not partisan. I'm about the truth. And whatever it takes to vet out that truth, I'm all for. I'm happy to do it. Anyway, they say the new cast replaces anchors John Berman and Brianna Kyler, who will move to new roles once the network sunsets the show. He says, I want to take this opportunity to thank the two of them for their commitment to New Day and to CNN. I'm incredibly appreciative of their flexibility during this time. You know, good. I really am. I'm happy. It's not scorched earth. He's saying, look, we're just taking a new direction. Radio does it all the time. They reformat. They say, this format's not working. Let me put it to you this way. You're very tough to find a leftist show that's successful. There are many conservative or moderate shows. Joe Rogan, probably the most popular podcaster, you know, vlogger on the planet. Why? Joe's not overly bright. He's inquisitive about many, many subjects. And that's what makes for a good show. That's why I would have a good show. I'm curious. When we were at Hillsdale, I was at Hillsdale over the weekend. We met with everybody, and it was funny because we go from meeting to meeting, and I would ask, like, we were in student affairs, and I said, well, just let me ask you this. What is your most challenging issue? And the lady goes, you know, Kevin, getting career center. She says, getting people to come, the companies to actually come to Hillsdale. It's easy to do in Chicago. To do campus visits. It's not easy here. You have to want a Hillsdale student. And it got me thinking about, well, how would I get somebody there? And so I asked, is there something we can do to help? Maybe we can whisper in the ear of a few people that sit on boards of these companies and things like this. If we put our heads together, we can solve problems. And it got to the point where every time we went somewhere, people would go, you know, Kevin, you got a question. You know, I was thinking, yeah, I got something. It's a curiosity. Have you ever met someone? I mean, look, it's easy to overtalk yourself. Oh, here's what I do. I do this and I do that and I do this. And that's fine if people ask you, well, who you are, what do you do? But then the next question out of your mouth should be, now, what do you do? And then you go into, that's interesting. Or, so how do you do that? What made you choose that? That's what everybody has a story. I don't care. People tell me all the time, man, Kevin, my life is boring. Really? What do you do? Well, I have three kids and one of them is special needs. Well, tell me about the special needs kid. You know, what happened? When did he or she get diagnosed? And what was your reaction? You know, and you find out, no, your story's not boring. You're doing things that 99% of the people wouldn't want to do, and you're being innovative about it. Ask a person with a special needs child how they innovate with their child, how they get their child engaged, and they know this is something they've got to do for life. I mean, there's so many interesting things out there, but that's all it takes. You know what CNN? CNN and MSNBC have no interest in the other side of an argument. None. Not a bit of intellectual curiosity. And that's why they have a problem. Anyway, he says, the show's three-anchor model reflects life's previous experience in revamping morning shows. Like previously held MSNBC's Morning Joe, and he's also credited with reimaging of CBS's This Morning. Just prior to his role as head of Global News Network, he served as executive producer of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Yikes. I think I just took him off my list. Ugh. I didn't know that. Anyway, they go on to say it also represents the largest talent shuffle since Like joined the network. Since his debut in May, Like has tried to rebrand CNN as a place for hard news, minimal opinion, arguing it needed to do away with the constant breaking news banners and move away from acknowledging the big lie by name. His strategy shifts which came as the network's parent company, Warner Brothers Discovery, went through its own changes, also led to the ouster of the network's top media reporter, Brian Stelter. That's hard to believe that Brian Stelter is the top media reporter, and the departure of outspoken White House correspondent John Harwood. Lemon's move from 10 p.m. to early mornings leaves the network with a second gap. By the way, Lemon was doing 2 hours in a row. I'm not sure if it was the same show repeated or whatever. And I said, you know, CNN is desperate when they take that media hack and they let him have 2 hours in a row. I immediately contacted my PR guy and said, go try to get a show there. Now, you know, I don't know this guy, and he may feel like I'm too whatever. I don't care. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. But I would love to have at that network in the changes, because I believe the brand of show that could be created, similar to what we do here on this show. I wouldn't be, you know, talking about skanks and calling Obama baby black Jesus, but it would be something to behold, because it would be so refreshing to have a person that has intellectual curiosity. This is what I tell my son, my youngest son, all the time. Have intellectual curiosity about the world around you, and you will be fine. People will say, they'll see you as a bright person, but they will also see you as a person who's interested in their lives. One of the things that I will tell you Hillsdale kids will do, when you're sitting with them, they want to know about you. They have an intellectual curiosity. I met this girl, her name is Alba. I'm going to introduce you to her because she had to escape Venezuela, her own country. And her story is so compelling. I said to her, you've got guts. You have the guts of a Navy SEAL. Because she does. Remember that I told you this. When you get reminded of this story, I think it's going to blow you away. Anyway, at the end of the day, most people have said, what's happening to Don Lemon is a demotion. They're not saying, they won't say it right away, but that's the Radar Online said that Don Lemon better consider what he's doing if he wants to stay on early television, because his present style, he'd be toast. And here's what Don Lemon has supposedly said. He is relieved that he survived the purge. I don't care what they retool Don Lemon to do. It's like Keith Olbermann going to sports. I refuse to watch it because I know who he is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talked earlier about Martha's Vineyard and DeSantis sending 50 people to there, and it's been declared a state of emergency. Oh my God, what do we do? There are poor people on the island. What do we do, Buffy? Hide the yacht, Erston. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Folks, I got to tell you, we have some stuff brewing It's going to blow your mind. I'm so excited, and I put it all in God's hands because it doesn't matter what I plan to do. What matters is that we're doing what God wants us to do. And when I say us, I mean us, because many of you are listening, and you're saying, Kevin, it's like Albert. Albert said to me, Kevin, I got a windfall. And he says, I asked God, what should I do with it? And you know what he did? He sent it to us. The biggest gift that we've gotten unsolicited ever. And Albert, I thank you for that. And here's what I love about it. He talked to God and said, what should I do? And God said, send that money to Kevin's team. And it was significant. I'm telling you, we were able to add headcount. Things like that. I was talking to the guys at Hillsdale. They said they have a program where they sit with seniors. The people at Hillsdale, they have to do community service. The kids do community service, and they have a program where they go and meet with grandparents and great grandparents, and they mow their yard. They sit and they have conversations. They do things around the house that maybe these people can't do, and they were doing it for so long. They have a group inside of Hillsdale. It has a name. I forget what it was, but they said that group. One lady who's, you know, they unassuming lady, you know, not like she's rich or anything. But when the kids finished whatever one or two semesters, she wanted to deed over her home to that group within Hillsdale. And Hillsdale said, no, 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 ma'am. We love your attitude. But they didn't do it because they said, we don't want family members to be mad that you did, because we didn't do this for this reason. So Hillsdale refuses to take property. We do. We take property. I'm just going to tell you right now, we do. And I don't mean it. I'm not saying it as a joke. I'm saying there are people who have talked to me and said, Kevin, we're going to cede our property. One guy told me I'm ceding over my condo to you when we die for a project. And it's worth a lot of money. I'm like, well, thank you. So they do that. But Hillsdale won't. They're like, no, 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 we don't do this for that. By the way, I don't do what I do so people can see it over their property. It's a way to for them to mitigate write-offs. A lot of people, believe it or not, will give us stock. They award us stock. We have to sell it. They can offset their capital gains. So there's lots of ways that you can gift to a 501c3 or a charitable organization. So anyway, let me make this final point. God is good. He determines where we put our efforts. We have some amazing programs, and I hope you support them. I want to talk about Black Grievance, because there's this guy who wrote The King and Queen of Black Grievance, Spencer Brown. He said, I heard only 2 weeks ago about a grandmother in New Orleans, Linda Fricky, 73, carjacked in March after taking a break from work to put something in her car. When the carjackers rushed the car and drove off, Fricky got tangled in the seatbelt, was dragged for one block as her clothes were being torn off. According to witness Leanne Mascar, after a neighbor frantically screamed to let her go, the carjacker slowed down, opened the door to kick her out. Naked and with one arm severed, that grandmother bled to death in the street. Now, you're not going to hear Black Lives Matter go marching in Louisiana, in New Orleans, talking about this. You're not going to hear them talk about how they left her in the streets, man. You're not going to hear that. He says, this happened as a blood of vicious murdering and random violence spills from its usual purlieu to just about everywhere in America. As anti-policing policies infect the country with gut-churning insecurity, in August, monthly civilian gun sales exceeded 1 million for a record-breaking 37 consecutive months. A day after a 27-year-old California woman's head was found under her car, severed with a sword by her ex-boyfriend in broad daylight. The same week, jogger Eliza Fletcher's body was found after being randomly kidnapped and raped. And on the same day, deranged Memphis teenager Ezekiel Kelly live-streamed his massacre on Facebook. The Obamas unveiled their portraits at the White House. The two utterly calm, mostly peaceful speeches atop Biden's wreckage of record inflation, record border crossings, record crime, record racial and political division, and full-blown generalized anxiety over the deliberate torching of America's load-bearing institutions. The Obamas gave every indication that they have no earthly idea what's happening in the world. Now, let me reflect for just a moment, folks, back onto Martha's Vineyard. See, that's where the Obamas live. That's the haute air, haute couture, haute atmosphere in which the Obamas now live, and they don't have a care in the world. They are so detached from the black condition. It's like Beyonce and Jay-Z. Oh, they'll talk about everything going on in black culture. They'll rap about it, but they no longer have any idea what it is. Obama said this, Joe, it is now America's good fortune to have you as president. He said, Obama said in a speech partly meant to atone for overshadowing Biden on his last visit. He says, you have guided us through some perilous times. You've built on and gone beyond the work we all did together to expand health care, to fight climate change, to advance social justice, and to promote economic fairness. And then he said it. Thanks to your decency and thanks to your strength, maybe most of all, thanks to your faith in our democracy and the American people, the country's better off than when you took office. The guy says, in what world is that true? A make-believe one, of course. More than a century after slavery was abolished, over half a century after the end of legal discrimination, when blacks in America, despite it all, have become the most successful in human history, Barack and Michelle Obama remain the king and queen of enchanted Neverland, where unicorns dream of social justice and economic fairness and produce a perpetual crop of endless grievances. But paying homage to progressive policies makes sense when you think that it was Obama who ran on a platform to, quote, fundamentally change the United States of America, open a political can of worms that has today made America unrecognizable. Biden's catastrophes are the rotten fruit of Obama's policies. It was Obama in 2009 who spent the first 100 days apologizing for America's sins on three continents. In France, he said America has shown arrogance and been dismissive, even derisive of Europe. He poetically seethed in London that the world's financial system was created through decisions made by just Roosevelt and Churchill sitting in a room with brandy. And when asked if he believed in American exceptionalism, he said yes, but in the same way the Brits believe in British exceptionalism and the Greeks in Greek exceptionalism. Now, personally, I have no problem with that last statement. But I do believe this, and I think the point of the author was, American exceptionalism trumps them all. Because it does. And it has one reason. It is absolute freedom. He goes on to write, in the end, his confessions diminished America, but earned nothing from jealous friends and avowed enemies. It was Obama who, while in Turkey the same year, said the U.S. no longer believed itself to be a Judeo-Christian nation. Although, as I mentioned, we have a very large Christian population. We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation. It was Obama who repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military in 2010. And in 2011, refused to defend the Defense of Marriage Act, what they call DOMA, which defined marriage as only between a man and a woman. After the Supreme Court ruled DOMA unconstitutional in 2013 and in 2015 ruled that the Constitution protects same-sex marriage, it was unusually giddy Obama who celebrated the decision by lighting up the White House in the colors of the rainbow. And after admitting that he didn't have all the facts, it was Obama who said that the Cambridge police acted stupidly in arresting his friend, Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates, what we did our movie Bleeding Blue about. In 2013, he took sides in the highly publicized Trayvon Martin case. After saying that, that Trayvon could have been my kid, could have been me 35 years ago, he said, like many black males, he'd been followed while shopping, heard people locking their car doors as he walked down the street, blah, blah, blah. Said the African-American community is also knowledgeable that there's a history of racial disparities in the application of our criminal laws, which, for the record, where are they applied? Where are these disparities? Where do they happen? You know the answers. Indeed, people, the Obamas are the king and queen of black grievance.
Rip putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.